Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 18th, 2024, from 1 John chapter 5. Confidence in Christ, embracing the assurance of eternal life through faith and baptism. Previously, we heard John articulate this beautiful testimony, declaring that believers receive eternal life from God through faith in God's Son, Jesus Christ. This testimony underscores the profound connection between having a relationship with the Son and possessing that gift of eternal life through our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Holy baptism is a means by which we receive this beautiful gift. So let's continue with John's first letter from 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. So John wants you to have confidence. He repeats this theme over and over again so that you may believe and trust with strong confidence that Jesus has died on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins. And as we believe and trust in what Jesus has done, Jesus will bring us to be with him in paradise. Notice that John now makes the connection to believe in the name of the Son of God. So what's so special about the name of Jesus? Well, you may remember, through holy baptism, that name was placed upon you. And you were then declared a child of God. So baptism, again, is a means by which we receive God's grace. So there is forgiveness of sins, the gift of the Holy Spirit. All of this is yours through Christ Jesus, as Jesus places his name upon you through holy baptism. Again, why such a strong emphasis? Because John wants you to have confidence. Because in our daily life, we run into many problems and many concerns. The devil is always out there trying to create doubt and uncertainty in the midst of the chaos of today's world. But John wants you to have assurance that your eternal world is taken care of and the devil cannot touch it. So trust in the promises of God. This is the key. And so John makes another strong emphasis that says, continue to believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. For when we have confidence in what Christ has done for us, we can endure whatever the world puts before us. There are many people in today's world, many who even call themselves Christians, to whom if you would ask the question, if you were to die tonight, would you be seeing Christ in paradise? If you ask this question to people and they don't give a very strong, firm yes, then they need to hear what John is speaking to them in this letter. Because John wants them to know what Christ has already accomplished for them. It's a done deal. Jesus was on the cross and says, it is finished. And there, our salvation is completed. The forgiveness of sins. And we receive this through the beautiful gift of holy baptism. And then we are regenerated, renewed, so that we may have a strong confidence in what Christ has done for us, so that there would be no doubt. But as we heard yesterday, there may be some who doubt. And when we doubt, it's like saying to God, you know, I really don't believe you. I really doubt your word. But as we heard yesterday, doubting God's word is doubting God. And so this is the reason why John again is putting a strong emphasis on let's have confidence in what Christ has already accomplished for us. So again, we continue to trust in the promises of God as God's word reveals them to us. And we continue to hang on to these promises because it's the strength we need each and every day to continue to live with the trials and tribulation and the chaos of this world. God doesn't want you to be in doubt. He doesn't want you to be unsure. So God used John to write this letter to us so that we may be bold to face the days and weeks or however time we have, to be bold and trust in what Christ Jesus has done for us. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.